Welcome back to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book Anything You Want, written by Derek Sivers. The summary was written by Perrin Patel. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "This is your one chance in life. You can have anything you want. What is worth doing?" Comes from the inside flap of the book. When Derek Sivers started CD Baby in 1998, he simply wanted a way to sell his own CD. That's it. He didn't plan on starting a multi-million-dollar business. Nor did he envision that he'd one day sell it for $22 million. In fact, as Derek writes in Anything You Want, he did everything he could to keep CD Baby as small as possible. Quote, "Funny thing is, I didn't want CD Baby to grow at all," Sivers explains. "Even from the start, I didn't want this website hobby to take away from my career as a musician. But it did. I didn't want it to have more than a couple employees or outgrow my house, but it did. When I had 20 employees, I vowed to keep it that small, but customer demand kept growing, and I had to keep the customers happy. When I had 50 employees, I swore that was enough, and we needed to curb this growth, but the business kept growing." Derek's journey from a musician to business owner to entrepreneur has been filled with many life and business lessons, which he shares in Anything You Want. And perhaps the most powerful lesson is just that. You can have anything you want. The golden egg for this article, you will make your perfect world. Quote, "I started CD Baby, focused on the importance of making a dream come true perfect world for musicians. Along the way, I learned the importance of making business dreams come true for myself, too." Comes from page 76. On any given day, at any given time, it's up to you how you think, act, and behave. The choice is always yours, no one else's. The same applies when you start your project or business. Quote, "When you make a business, you're making a little world where you control the laws," writes Siver. "It doesn't matter how things are done everywhere else. In your little world, you can make it like it should be." From implementing a we'll-do-anything-for-a-pizza policy to having a ridiculous hiring policy, Derek wholeheartedly believed that it was up to him to decide how to run his business, no one else. Quote, "My hiring process was ridiculous. Because I was too busy to bother, I'd just ask my current employees if they had any friends who needed work. Someone always did, so I'd say, tell them to start tomorrow morning, $10 an hour. Show them what to do." And that was that. Quote, "Don't try to impress an invisible jury of MBA professors. It's okay to be casual." Comes from page 44. Gem number one, no yes. Either hell yeah or no. Quote, "If you're not saying hell yeah about something, say no." Comes from page 11. The projects you choose to pursue are at the heart of creating your perfect world. And these projects most likely take up most of your time and energy, so it's important to remember, quote, "When deciding whether to do something, if you feel anything less than, wow, that would be amazing, absolutely, hell yeah, then say no. When you say no to most things, you leave room in your life to throw yourself completely into that rare thing that makes you say, hell yeah." Gem number two, focus on being, not having. Quote, "In the end, it's about what you want to be, not what you want to have." Comes from page 51. When Derek started CD Baby, he only knew very basic HTML programming. Since he couldn't afford to hire a programmer, he bought a book on PHP and MySQL programming and developed the site himself. Even as the company grew, he continued to do all the programming himself. And since Derek insisted on doing all the programming, even in the last few years, new features weren't added as quickly as they could have, and his employees strongly voiced their opinions because they felt they were losing millions of dollars in business. So why did Derek insist on being the sole programmer, even after knowing it meant losing business? Because he was happy. He knew full well that it would take longer and that it would be inefficient. But he enjoyed the creative process and challenge, and he was happy doing it. That's what mattered most. Not having more money. Quote, "To have something, a finished recording, a business, or millions of dollars, is the means, not the end," writes Sivers. "To be something, a good singer, a skilled musician, an entrepreneur, or just plain happy, is the real point. When you sign up to run a marathon, you don't want to take a taxi to take you to the finish line." When Derek was at the crossroads of deciding whether to go on the traditional CEO role at CD Baby, he again went with what made him happy. Business deals and management did not make him happy. He loved sitting alone and programming, writing, planning, and inventing. He loved thinking of ideas and making them happen. So that's exactly what he did. He hired someone to take care of the business deals and management, while he focused on what truly made him happy. Quote, "You have to just do whatever you love the most, or you'll lose interest in the whole thing. Happiness is the real reason you're doing anything, right?" Anything You Want truly is a manifesto about living life. It's a reminder that something we tend to forget. You truly are in control of everything you do. It's your choice. Quote, "Whatever you make, it's your creation. So make it your personal dream come true." Comes from page 77 of Anything You Want. In the comments at actionwithbooks.com, let us know, why do you do what you do? This has been Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we're discussing the book Anything You Want, written by Derek Sivers. This summary is written by Perrin Patel. You can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.